Yeah, son of a bitch. Welcome to the Going Merry podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. This is a family podcast. Anyway, let's fucking continue. As always, my name is Derek, and I am your host, and then I have my two co-hosts with me, Amanda and Whitney. Whitney, what's cracking?
Damn it, Derek, my kids were listening.
No, they'll get over it. It's better they learn early.
Yeah, if they haven't learned it from me already, what a cool, good role model you are.
No, okay, I know. I'm so glad that I'm a great role model for your kids. Amanda, how's it going?
Oh, you know, barely
Yeah.
clinging on today.
I thought that was going to be it. Well, you know.
I thought that's gonna be it too.
Sympathizing with you over here, Amanda. Promise.
I was debating with how negative to start it off today, so
Oh
I just
man,
go pause. Just go for
I feel like you could have done better.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, and listeners, we have a very special treat for you. Annabelle is here. Annabelle, how's it going?
Sorry, I was fully expecting you to go a different way, so now I'm caught off guard.
What?
Hi.
Now I need to know what fucking way you were expecting me to go.
I didn't think you were going to introduce me first.
Oh, okay. Well,
Oh, anyway, hi, I'm here. Hello.
Annabelle kind of spoiled the surprise, so thanks for that. Garrett is also here. Garrett, what's
Hello,
up,
lad
guy?
and
How's it
ladettes.
going, Garrett?
It was a good day. It's Monday, but it was a fun Monday.
Cool. So you've watched quite a bit of One Piece since you were on last.
Oh.
Why don't you tell the listeners where you're at right now?
I mean, well, was I on a month ago?
Something like that. Yeah, it was at the end of Sky Island, so maybe a little over a month.
Yeah, I've watched like 180 episodes since then. So, yeah, we're like two arcs ahead of where y'all are. So, I've got a lot of knowledge that can't be used today.
Damn, he's chugged right along on the C train and blew
Oh,
past us.
I mean, y'all don't know nothing about the C train. I'll just tell you
Y'all don't
that.
even know about the C train.
You don't even know.
I was waiting for some hand claps to be there. You don't know. Speaking of progress, this has actually been the case for several weeks now, and I just haven't said anything. So my coworker Rosie, that started the Alabasta arc with us and then just kept going, she is completely caught up now. She has watched all of One Piece and reading the
Holy shit,
manga.
wow.
Yeah, she's been caught up for about a
Congratulations.
month now.
That's a
She's all
commitment. Congratulations. That's amazing.
in. All right, Rosie.
When did she
Yeah.
start watching?
She started, it would have been like early August, I think.
Holy shit,
So,
wow.
Garrett has this blank stare like, I have to catch up.
I know he's like, I've got to do it faster than she did.
I mean, I haven't done like math, but like estimated math, I should be done by like November-ish.
Based on your current trajectory and the where the sun's setting at in the sky right now, yeah, I'd say somewhere in there.
Not just say that.
Based on my calculations,
See, actually, Jesus.
I'm in a different mood today. And no, this is not a beer.
I was like wondering, like, are we all drunk or something? Because it feels like
No,
it.
I haven't had a drop.
There's a gas leak in all our respective houses.
I
That's
mean, I got
exactly
really
the
stoned earlier, but I'm kind of
same.
sober now.
Now,
I smoked
Matches
before I came
coffee.
on the last episode, and I was struggling. I did not this time.
I get it, Garrett. Yeah, I think that was the problem with my podcast I was doing with Matt was I would smoke all the time and then get all this anxiety, and
Fucking ripped.
it just got to be sober. Don't podcast and smoke, folks.
Oh man, I was Garrett texted me like a week or two ago, and it was at like 10 o'clock or something like that. So I'm laying in bed, and like so Luffy does something, and he goes, "Man, this shit's fucking crazy," and I'm high as fuck right now.
It be like that sometimes. There are sometimes where I'm sitting here watching One Piece, stoned off my ass, just like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Okay.
Oh no.
What?
What? What's wrong?
You good, friend?
I sent my boss this podcast earlier.
Oh no.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
I'm fine. I can
Edit,
edit
edit,
out if you
edit,
want me to
edit.
edit out.
Edit, edit.
I mean,
We can start over.
shit, son of a bitch.
He's known me for a long time, so
Okay,
maybe.
so maybe what?
What are we doing?
Don't We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Okay, so I'm leaving all this in there, and he's gonna listen to you struggle over whether or not he should know. Honestly,
Yeah.
it'll probably make it even funnier for him. Let's face
Probably. I mean, he's known me since I was like 18, so.
He's gonna be like, "Whoa, I am part of the action." Yes. So before we jump into these episodes, we did Garrett, what?
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. It's fine.
I'm fine. Really? I'm fine. Ricky,
He was just joking, everybody. God.
didn't hear anything. Just
Was just a joke.
yeah,
This is a fictional medium.
yeah, everything that we talk about is fiction. We're good.
Yeah. I don't really have kids. I'm actually a man.
I'm really drinking a beer.
Oh, is that a Marvel Coke can in all of it? Is it? Is it?
No, it's not.
Nah,
It's just a
lame.
regular Coke can.
Lame.
Sorry to disappoint.
Lame, Pookie.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, One Piece. Yeah, let's
This
do
episode's
it.
gonna take from
Okay.
fucking ever to start.
It's getting
Okay.
late, Yuggins. It's getting late.
We did get a response on one of our episodes on Spotify from a listener. And I think I said last time too, Spotify does not give me a name as to who posted. So unfortunately, I can't shout you out for it.
It was me.
The comment says, "One of the reasons why this hits Usopp so hard is the boat is from his island. He has that connection to it, and it's the only real link left to his childhood home and his mom." And
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fair. Like Usopp's definitely a lot more sentimental about the boat, and it means more to him than everyone else does for sure. And I'm not even saying that nobody else cares about the Mary. I'm just saying that Usopp takes the caring part to a new level for sure.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. Spot on.
Yeah, thanks for the response.
Thank you.
And we can jump into this week's episodes now. So episodes 242 to 246. What did y'all think of these episodes? Just overall, as a whole. Someone say
I
something.
need Whitney and Amanda's reaction.
Okay.
We got a lot of stuff revealed
We
here.
did. There's a
A
lot of
lot of
shit in these
stuff.
episodes.
Yeah. Not enough Robin explanation, unfortunately. I'm still very upset with her. I'm just disappointed, Robin. But a lot of cool reveals about CP9 finally. Was that a manifestation, I want to say? Like, what is CP9? What are they up to? Am I remembering that correctly?
I think that was.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
But yeah, totally got
Amanda sounded
tons.
so satisfied. She's like, I got
It
it.
tons of info,
wasn't what I
CP9.
thought, though, so
Well,
less
true.
satisfaction.
But did you, I don't know, did you mention like maybe it had something to do with Opponoglyphs? Because if you
I think
did,
so.
that's pretty accurate. I mean, as accurate as I feel like you could be. I don't know if any of us would have guessed as a first-time watcher that they were government sanctioned secret service people. I don't know, like I didn't see that coming. But yeah, I was just really excited to get a lot more info because sometimes we get some episodes where it's just fight, 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 and nothing happens really. So it was kind of nice to see that. A lot of info dump.
For
How did
sure.
you react to it being Galley Law?
I react? Is that what
We're
you asked?
just
Jumping right
Oh.
in, huh?
I was surprised. I thought those were all like normal, just do-gooder guys.
Especially
And
Kaku,
everybody.
like he's so fucking mannerly.
Yeah. And everybody loved Iceberg. Like when he got shot, everybody was so upset. But, and they were like defending him to the hilt. Like every man was there. So, yeah, that was surprising. Although I will say, I feel like I mentioned that I thought Khalifa was a little suspicious.
You did mention that.
So,
You did.
you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Amanda, how about you?
Yeah, I really liked all of the stuff that we learned too. I think, well, I forget which episode, but one of them, I think it was somewhere in the middle. I had to rewind it. I think I spent like an hour watching it because I just was like rewinding and pausing every time they explained something because it was that section where Robin and Iceberg were together and they were kind of like, he was like, they revealed that they had never actually met each other. And then he was explaining everything basically with what had to do with CP9. So it was a lot of information. So I wanted to make sure that I absorbed all of it. So I paused it a lot to kind of just review what I had just heard. Also did not expect it to be the Galley Law people. But the part right before they all started to go in, when like the masked lady calls Robin and the masked dude that's with her, and we just hear a woman's voice on the through the phone. I was like, that sounded like Khalifa, and she just
Did
pieced out of the room that the dude, like that Iceberg is in, so she's
Yeah.
probably involved. I was at least glad that I picked up on that.
Yeah, you did a lot sooner than I did. Good job.
Well, she had
Yeah,
that
because I
weird like intonation in her voice. I was like, I think we've heard this person before.
I didn't know until she was like fighting the people, and I heard her go, ugh, when she like landed. I was like, oh, that's a woman. Oh, because I was like, this guy looks like Captain Hook. He's cool.
Well, they keep calling him a they keep calling her a man.
Right. Yeah, sexist people. You don't think a woman can fight like that? Polly influenced them too much.
Yeah, so because I noticed that they had Lucci talking a lot because, and that's the other thing too, is like Kaku's voice, we've heard it a little bit. Bluno from the bars, not as much. And then Khalifa, we've heard her voice some. So like if you really pay attention to the voices, you might have been able to pick it out. But Lucci's voice is the one that we have not heard because he's always talked through the penguin. And like even in the
Pigeon.
scene, pigeon,
Penguin.
fuck,
Pigeon,
whatever
not penguin.
it wears a fucking bow tie, okay?
It wears a tie, not a bow tie.
It's the
God, get it together. Get it together, Derek.
Garrett, what is not Garrett? Fuck. Am
it's
I
not
still
just me,
stoned?
okay?
Holy shit. What's happening to the Matrix right now? Why are we all glitching? What's
We're
going on?
fine. Okay, well, it's just,
We're fine.
yeah.
It's fine.
But like even in last week's episodes where they show Robin in like the dark cave shit talking to the CP9 agent that's shadowed, like it was Lucci she was talking to, and so that's why we didn't know the voice, because we hadn't heard Lucci's voice yet. So they definitely did a good job like covering that anyway. Okay, so Annabelle, Garrett, what do you think of these episodes?
Oh, Garrett, you want me to go first? Okay. Okay. So
Ladies
this
first.
is the first time I've ever been in the position of knowing things before Whitney and Amanda knows and before coming on here. So like last week listening and you asked them what they thought about Lucci and I'm just like sitting in the car like, "Oh, I know why he's asking that because he's bad." So that was really interesting. But I think I need to stay on pace with y'all if I'm going to keep appearing on the podcast because it was so hard to take notes last night. It was very, and then I realized I was like, oh, well, the big thing's revealed. So now I just really gotta make sure that I like cap myself at the end of the episodes because I know what happens immediately after this. So like I'm gonna try not really pay attention to myself, but yeah, this it's difficult. But I'm rambling. The episodes. What a jaw drop. Holy shit. The first time I watched it, the foreman being introduced and revealed. It was just like all of the puzzle pieces fell into place, and y'all know I'm pretty good at guessing what's gonna happen and who is who. This completely went over my fucking head. I was shocked to my core, like jaw actually dropped. Now that I know what's happening and watching these over again, it was fun to recognize the voices as they're talking over the transponder snail. And really, like, there's this one point where they're all outside of Ice Pop's room. And they're like, oh, why does he want to talk to Polly? Well, that's not our issue right now. We need to focus on the Straw Hats. And like, now that I know who they are, it makes more sense why they had that conversation because they're pinning everything on them and need to assess the threat that they are to them, even though they're very little threat to CP9, because holy shit, they are crazy.
And that's a really good point about him wanting to speak to Polly. Because I was like, why do they care if he's talking to Polly? Like, he's just their friends. But
Right.
it shows their concern, like, why? Because he's not part of their group. And
Yeah.
they're like, why is he talking? So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then it's like we got the jaw drop, and then we got a whole nother plot twist because Frankie is actually somebody really fucking important, right?
Yeah.
Who thought
Crazy. Yeah.
of who would have thought that that guy wearing the nut hugger was important?
Johnny
Right.
Bravo looking guy. But yeah, these are I haven't finished the arc like our friend Garrett has here. But he was right, y'all know nothing about a C train yet. And it's from what I've seen, these five episodes are like wow, the most attention grabbing and interesting to me so far.
Okay. So I was thinking about it. When was it? Saturday, I think. And I remembered something, which I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but Emily Rudd, who plays Nami in the live action, did say in an interview that Water Seven is her favorite arc in One Piece.
Yeah, I can see why. I see it
Yeah,
now.
good. Yeah.
And at last I see the light.
Keep
Yeah,
going.
you're gonna get them
No, I'm good.
copyrighted.
And it's like, I don't even remember the rest of it. It's like something,
It's
the fog has
like
lifted.
the fog has
There
lifted.
you go.
I'm
Yeah.
not singing, I can't.
Underrated. Underrated film.
Garrett, how you
Yeah,
doing, guy?
I'm right there with Annabelle. Like, I was jaw on the floor whenever we start getting faces unveiled and stuff. I was like, ain't no way. And Polly, bro, you want to give Polly a big old hug, man. Oh, y'all, hold on.
Okay. Garrett
BRB.
is, yeah, I believe.
However,
Doggers.
Polly still sucks, by the way. Like, I feel bad for him after these episodes, but he's still a chauvinist asshole. Sorry, continue.
Oh no, you're fine. Polly makes me laugh. I kind of like Polly. He has his moments where you're like, okay, you need to, yeah. But no, I like Polly. No, but yeah, there was so much information that came out of these episodes. It was and not even funny, and like their power level, like whenever Lucci hits Luffy with a finger pistol. I
Yeah.
legit like his power level was to a level I was like, oh, he's gonna stab him. Like he's legitimately gonna, but I mean, obvious. Oh well, I mean he did once he's transformed and everything,
Yeah.
but yeah, like their power levels are wild.
Yeah, for sure. I remember watching these episodes for the first time, and I kind of had the same reaction as all of you, like seeing the mask come off and everything like that, and seeing who it was, I was like, "Oh fucking shit!" Like, it definitely was something I did not see coming. Whitney,
It was
yeah.
funny.
I gotta say, freaking Luffy like pulling himself out of the hooks in the ground or whatever, and when he was
It
like freaking yo-yoed after he pulled his head out, that shit was so funny, man.
The sound I notice, I notice this more, so I don't know if I'm noticing it more or if it's always been there, but when he stretches and it snaps back and makes that like whip sound, do you know what I'm talking about? Like when his arm snaps back into place. I don't know, I love that. I love that noise when he was pulling himself out of the hooks on the floor and it just snaps back every time he does it. But the finger, you've mentioned the finger pistol, right? Is that what's called, finger pistol?
Yeah, finger
That was
pistol.
crazy. And we didn't even talk yet about the six powers or whatever these people have, which is
Oh,
totally
yeah.
crazy.
We'll get there.
But the finger pistols, Zoro got finger pistoled multiple times, and I'm very upset about it.
Zoro
But
got
that
fingered.
last one, what?
Zoro got fingered.
He did several
He did.
times.
Not in the way I wanted, but
You're wrong. You wanted the Derek family special.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Oh boy.
all of our listeners are gonna be like, what the fuck are they talking about right now? What is the Derek family special? And you know
Use your
what?
imagination.
I'm not gonna tell you. We're just gonna leave
This
it.
is, wow, we are off the rails tonight.
We are.
Woo! The sea train whales.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I just real quick, the finger pistol I feel like is very devastating, especially because towards the end we see Luffy get one that go well, and it's a leopard claw,
Pointy.
but like it goes straight through his body. He has a
Yeah.
hole in him now. Because like the finger pistol to Luffy, he's rubber, so it's whatever. But when there's something sharp attached to the end, you
Yeah.
know,
Had to
that's
do
danger, danger for him.
it. absolutely. I did not going into these episodes, I mean, obviously I remembered the reveal of CP9 here, but some of the conversations and stuff like that, I had forgotten how much information was really revealed here. So it was cool to get it all laid out for sure. Like it was a pleasant surprise when I was watching them.
mean, even
But,
into Pluton.
huh?
Pluton.
Pluton, I know. Yeah, we will get there for
Yeah.
sure.
What the fuck is Pluton? I'm still so confused on Pluton. What the fuck is Pluton?
We haven't heard that since Alabasta, I don't think, have we?
Yep, it was mentioned in Alabasta.
With the green rain, and they talked about
That
the
wasn't Pluton, though,
weapon.
was it? That was.
No, I don't think the green stuff is Pluton, but they
No,
that guy like tells Luffy about the Pluton or something.
the Poneglyph gives the location of Pluton. So that's the information that Robin got in
Yeah.
Alabasta. So, and that's what Crocodile was looking for when he was in Alabasta.
Right. And that's why she was working for him to look for it.
So she's been working with the government this entire fucking time. Is that the understanding I'm getting fucking here?
Question,
She
Garrett.
was with Crocodile to find the Poneglyph to get this weapon, and then Crocodile didn't pan out, so she attached herself to the Straw Hats basically as a ride to Water Seven.
That's kind of how I'm understanding it as of right now with my naive,
I got you,
inexperienced
Garrett. Interesting.
brain. Good one.
Yeah. Okay.
See, it works better for you because you've got the long beard that you can actually demonstrate.
I just got the small little mustache because I haven't shaved. Interesting.
Yeah, you need to grow it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go
So
ahead
yes, yeah.
and
Well, I
fuck
think that's a good
Robin.
thought. I think that's a good thought. But I'm so angry with her right now, and I keep
Yeah.
telling myself, I'm like, she's got to have a reason. Maybe she's a double agent. She really is working against the government. I really sincerely hope so, but because I want her to be good, I want her to be a good person and be with the crew. But I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Nobody can say a word.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I do
This is
the
fun,
thoughts though. I
Garrett.
love it.
This is fun.
I know what I don't know at
I
the same time. Like so like I
know.
know some things, but I don't know everything.
Like Garrett's like, I fucking know everything. All right, I will go ahead and jump into our summary. So, listeners, we are doing this episode similarly to how we did the Foxy episodes with myself and Amanda. So, we are just going to do one summary to cover all of the episodes since we have five co-hosts here on this episode, and that should make things go a little bit faster instead of breaking it down as much as we do with the. With the normal episode by episode breakdown. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into it. Galley Law forts up as the Straw Hats observe from afar. Inside, Iceberg requests a favor from Polly while the rest of the lead shipwrights stand guard outside the mayor's room. A bomb goes off outside, allowing Robin and the masked man to make their move with the help of another masked person. Tilestone and the guy with the fucked up hair head outside, leaving Lucci and Kaku guarding Iceberg. While the Straw Hats continue to watch, Luffy disappears. Inside, Polly pulls something out of a hidden vault when two more masked people appear. Using the door fruit, the masked man and Robin enter Iceberg's room. The masked person heads outside to deal with any guards and leaves Robin to deal with Iceberg. In the other room, the two masked figures are toying with Polly to get the plans. Laying on the ground, Polly reveals that the plans in their hands are fakes. When they are just about to finish him, Luffy barges in through the wall. Unfortunately, he fares no better against the masked men, and they leave him trapped on the ground next to Polly. With CP9 gathered in Iceberg's room, they finally remove their masks to reveal their faces. Rob Lucci, Kaku, Khalifa, and Bluno from the bar all surround Iceberg. Elsewhere, Franky makes his move and kidnaps Usopp and the Mary. Lucci explains everything to Iceberg as Kaku feels his pulse for reactions to get the truth of the situation. The blueprints of the ancient weapon Pluton have been passed down through generations of shipwrights. With Iceberg being Tom's only apprentice alive, it would make sense he got them, unless he's not the only one alive. Dun, dun, dun. Presumed dead, Tom's other apprentice named Cuddy Flam has been going under the name Frankie. Luffy comes crashing in through the wall and Zoro through the door. With Polly in disbelief as to what he is witnessing, Luffy charges in, followed by Zoro. Zoro accepts that Robin is the enemy now, but Luffy refuses to agree. As the two Straw Hats struggle with CP9, Robin exits the building. Even with the Straw Hats completely outmatched, Luffy transforms into a massive leopard person thanks to the cat-cat fruit model leopard. Luffy is impaled by Lucci's claws and sent flying out of the building. Zoro attacks, but he is sent flying out shortly after. CP9 leaves the rest, considering them nor their stories a threat to the world government. Elsewhere, Usopp works on the Mary in one of Frankie's hideouts while he and Frankie wait for Luffy. Thanks to some of the goons from the Frankie family, CP9 knows exactly where to find Cuddy Flam. That was a very lengthy fucking summary.
Yep.
I was like writing this. I was like, this is so fucking long. That's what she said. But it's all needed. That's also what she said.
So,
I'm getting all of these blank reactions, and it's my favorite thing in the world.
can we all agree that Cuddy Flam is like the best name in the world ever?
Pretty
It sounds so dirty, but it's not. It's the beauty of it. Cuddy Flam.
So pieces are all starting to fall together here. Go ahead, Whitney. What?
Oh, what? Nothing?
Okay. Thought you were raising your hand there.
No,
I'm guessing.
scratching my face.
Sure. Government's been looking for blueprints to a special ship. So that's what all this fucking shit's about. And we also get that the government planned to leave, or that CP9 specifically planned to leave Iceberg alive, specifically so he could identify the Straw Hats of the culprits and pin everything on them. Like, it's a pretty well laid out plan by CP9, if I do say so myself.
I'll say basically the same thing that happened to Crocodile, or did I say this about Inner or Crocodile? I don't know. They just happened to run into Luffy.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think it.
I think, oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think you're referring to Crocodile because Enru is fucking stupid.
He was pretty lame.
I really
I do have a question though.
hit me.
So Lucci talks about how it's a Logia type that's the animals and stuff, right?
Zoan.
Zoan, that's what it is. So he's talking about how Zoan types, the harder they train, the stronger they can become. So that means Chopper can get outrageously powerful.
Yes, correct.
Ooh. Interesting. Interesting.
So
I like
yeah.
the thought of super powerful Chopper.
Basically, as far as we know right now, based on the information we have, Chopper has the potential to be the strongest person on the crew. Technically.
He's already pretty strong when he's in that bodybuilder guy.
Garrett's having so much fun over here.
Yeah.
You're
Just
mute on God.
information I can't say. I can't say.
I wanted to say this, is it Lucci? That's his name, right?
Luigi.
The guy. So I know he seems like a bad guy right now, but I'm kind of digging Lucci because he seems very intelligent.
A lot of people like Lucci. Like, Lucci's a very
Same.
likable bad
Yes.
guy.
I
I
like
do
him
like
too.
him.
I like his look. He looks like a Guy Fawkes kind of guy, like you know, like from V for Vendetta, or like the actual Guy Fawkes that existed, especially when he has this that like geometric looking mask on towards the end. But he says one of the hardest lines, which I thought was so cool. He was talking to Ice Pops and he was like, I don't know if he said it to him or about him, but he was like, I'm gonna serve him an appetizer of pain before delivering the main course.
Mm.
What?
I have a note about that exact line.
What? What?
That where did I write it? Shit. Oh yeah. Shooting someone as an appetizer for pain is a wild ass appetizer.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, for real. Like, what is the main course, sir?
Waterboarding.
Apparently, it was just burning the house down.
Yeah,
I mean,
being
that's
burned
that too.
alive. Yeah,
Yeah.
had to do it.
Yeah.
I do have a funny quote though. Kaku, whenever he's like talk, he's like naming the Straw Hat crew.
Yeah.
He when he's talking about Usopp, he said he's emphasizes. He's like long round
I
nose.
noticed that too. He emphasized the round. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Like,
You know,
not me.
I really dig Kaku too. Like, I don't know what it is about him that, like, he was Pinocchio looking to me, but then, like, he took his mask off and he was all like in this stance, like, cool boy stance. Like, oh, yeah, I'm actually a really bad guy that is like, you love to hate me, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Why do I have a thing for him? Like, why?
If villain, why hot? Me and Amanda talked about
Right?
this. Yeah.
Why?
Just telling how you carry yourself. I think this set of episodes also delivered my least favorite devil fruit and my favorite devil fruit at the same time.
What is it? What is it?
You don't like the door door fruit?
Least favorite door door fruit.
The door door fruits, it's untouchable.
Because
Don't
like,
go back.
no, I love it.
Because even if you want to like break into a bank or something, they can still see you once you're in. Like, there, it's not like you're invisible or like you can camouflage yourself. You're just literally getting inside easier. They're still going to be able to catch you. And
Give
then,
the door door fruit some time. What?
okay, I will give it some time. But
I
then,
really go
go ahead.
ahead.
Oh, you go ahead.
I was just gonna say that I like thinking that Oda was like sitting there writing One Piece and he's like, I want to drink, but I don't want to go through the door. I wish I could just turn the wall into a door and just go in that
Yeah, I mean,
way.
it would save
Like
some
maybe
time.
made out of laziness.
Yeah, like it would save some time for sure, and I would use it if I had it, but I would be like, damn, is this it? Like, is this what I'm stuck with, you know? However, we also get my favorite so far, the cat-cat fruit.
And he says the leopard model, so there's different
There's
cat-cat
more
fruits.
cat-cat
Right?
fruits.
Right? Like, I need to see like the Sphinx model, like the hairless cat, or the Maine Coon model, or the Fisher cat model. Can you imagine? I can't wait. I can't wait. Just a colony of wild cat fruit users.
Oh man, I'm trying to think of some of the best cats out there now, just in my head, as far as like devil
The
fruit
really
users.
fluffy one that lives in the snow and he sits on his own tail so his little toe beans don't get cold.
That's a polar bear, Winnie.
No, it's
No.
not. I'll look it up and I'll let you know exactly what cat I'm talking about just so everybody can see how adorable he is.
I will say, I think my favorite fruit so far in One Piece is the Munch Munch fruit.
The Munch Munch fruit.
Much,
What was
much.
that one again?
That was the one Wapol had in Drum Kingdom.
You just
He
ate
just ate everything.
whenever they met Chopper.
Okay, listen. The palace cat, look at this chonker.
Oh my
He sits with his little feet on his tail so his feet don't get cold.
How
Come on now.
adorable. Oh
Come
my
on now.
goodness.
It's a wild cat,
Oh.
so you can't own it, but I would if I could.
And this got me thinking now, because we had old boy who ate the bird fruit Malcolm model falcon.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Pell.
Different bird.
Oh yeah. What the fuck happened with him?
Imagine eating the
He's fine.
bird fruit pigeon model.
Pigeon model. I
You
love
know there's
pigeons.
one
That'd be
out
great.
there.
That would be great. Ooh, the shoebill stork model. Oh, that would be badass.
Oh man. All of One Piece is just going to be a bunch of different birds and cats. That's all it is.
I will say though,
That's true.
the fact that Devil Fruits, like all their names have two, like Munch Munch or Door Door or whatever it is, it pisses me off.
Why?
Is not what I thought you were gonna
I don't know. It
say.
just it irritates me, man.
I like.
I mean, because you just sound. Imagine just being trying to be a tough guy. I ate the door door fruit.
Right? Door door.
No, but I love it when like Luffy's like angry Luffy and he's like gum gum. It's amazing. I love it so much.
He like winds it up.
Yeah, I'm one of those rare people that really love Luffy screaming. Like, I love it so much.
I don't mind Luffy so much anymore. I don't even notice him screaming. I've moved on to Chopper, unfortunately.
Which he does a lot.
Oh, it killed me in
Yeah, it
this set of
does.
episodes when they're like all sitting in the tree and they're like looking, and all of a sudden Chopper just goes, "Hey, where's Luffy?"
I thought it was funny. Zoro was, or maybe it was Nami, was like, wow, he can't even take his own advice.
But bro's just stuck between a wall.
Yeah.
I want to
Just
know.
between two buildings.
I want to know how the fuck he got there. He had to
No,
have
for
tried
real, like.
to have slingshot himself through that opening
No,
to
I
get
could tell
stuck
you exactly.
there.
I can. This is because when I was watching it, I could like hear Luffy's explanation in my brain as I'm seeing him stuck between these two
I
fucking
cannot
buildings.
fucking wait to hear this. Hit me.
He was probably thinking like, because he even says, he's like, "Man, this sucks. I really just wanted to barge through the front door." So he was probably like, "Oh, I want to barge through, but that's probably a really bad idea. So I'm gonna use the rooftops, and I'm gonna be all,
He was trying to like
what's the
parkour
sneaky?"
or something and land.
Yes, and
Yeah.
he's like, "Oh,
I'm
I'm
gonna do it
made
like
of rubber."
Kaku.
Yeah. Okay, because he did that before. He tried to do it and failed.
Yeah.
I audibly, like when they looked over and saw he wasn't there, I went, "Oh God." Because I knew he had just run off.
I honestly was surprised he sat there and did nothing as long as he did. Like,
Right?
I was wait as soon as he said, "I think we should wait," I was expecting for him to just take off right then.
He is like the utmost definition of somebody who, when something enters their mind, they just
Do it.
do,
Yeah.
no matter what.
No, this he actually put some thought into, and that's why he got stuck between two buildings.
So there was a clip that I actually saw just before we started recording from I think it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And it had all of the main characters were in a van together, and it had names on each character. It was like Usopp, Zoro, Nami, Sanji, and then there, Charlie Day, that's the actor. Who
I know
who's his
exactly
character?
what scene. Charlie.
Oh, it's just Charlie?
I think so.
Okay. Well, anyway, Charlie's in the back and he's Luffy. And so everybody was like, "Hey, I did, this is going to be a great team effort. I did this, you did this, you're going to do this, all this stuff." And Charlie's in the back. He's like, "Yes, we all did a great job." And they're like, "Wait, what did you do?" And he tells the driver, he's like, "Check your brakes." And so he tries to hit the brakes and the brakes are cut.
I know exactly the scene you're talking about.
He's like,
Yeah.
"I'm the wild card," and he just jumps
Wild
out the
card,
back of
bitches. Yep.
this moving van. I was like, "Yep, that's Luffy."
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, my
Yeah, I
favorite
fucking.
bit in One Piece as it continues from Sky Island is Zoro getting lost. Which
Right.
he did a couple times.
Classic.
It's just so funny because like Nami and Chopper are like, "This way." And he's like, "Oh, we're going that way? No, this way. Okay, we're going this way." And he
He's trying so hard.
I loved when he was like, "I'm gonna use the backs of my swords," and Nami's like, "You can still kill people that way."
just
And he like blasts through there. Like he
Right?
definitely broke some
I
bones, caused some
know.
concussions.
He absolutely did. Like, he was not playing around.
You're
But
getting
out of
whacked
all
with
of
the back of a
these,
sword.
oh yeah, that can't feel good. And especially because he's super strong. I mean, like he's getting stronger all the time. The only foreman I was upset about being injured was Tilestone. I love him. I love that he yells constantly.
Oh,
And
that guy.
I don't think he's one of the government people. I don't think
I don't think
yet.
so
No, he's
either.
not. He's
Yeah.
not
I feel like
speaking
it'd
up.
be, could you imagine if he's in a mask and he's like, "What are we doing next,
Like,
guys?"
I feel like that would be the most giveaway ever. Like, that's how
Would.
he's stealth.
He's gonna be like, "Why didn't you ask me to join?" And they're like, well.
No. That's part of his like undercover post persona. Like when he's undercover, he actually talks in a normal voice, or when he puts the
That
mask
would be
on, he's like,
funny.
and they're like, I would have never guessed that you're talking normally.
Yeah.
So when you kind of already talked about it a little bit, CP9's got some pretty crazy fucking powers here. Like we see they, I think they call them the six powers. Was, is that what they called it? I don't remember. Six powers. Okay. So it was Moonwalk, which was basically walking on air. Iron Body, which is exactly as it sounds. Shave, which apparently is super speed. Paper Art, which I don't even fucking know how to describe that.
I think, is it Nami maybe he says like he's
It's like
moving around
he's.
like he's as light as paper or something?
Yeah.
It may not have been her, but somebody said it.
I think it
She looks
was.
so funny, the big ass dude doing it too.
I know. And then Tempest Kick and Finger Pistol. It's like we saw a lot of shit here from these people.
I feel like
And
Sanji could learn the Tempest Kick.
yeah, that one's my favorite, the Tempest Kick.
Okay.
Where
Wait.
the fuck is Sanji? Yeah, where the fuck is he?
He
I was waiting for somebody to
was
ask this. Where the fuck is
where the
Sanji?
fuck is Sanji? He
What is
was
he
not there these
doing?
entire episodes.
He wasn't, no.
In the last set of episodes, he said he was going to go look for Robin, and he had some stuff to take care of. And that's the
He's
last
gonna
we
have to
saw of
save the
him.
day, right? Like nobody knows who he is. He's gotta have to save the day somehow.
Absolutely.
For a second, I wondered if he was like also secretly part of CP9 because he just disappeared. And then I was like, is he in one of these masks or something?
That would
That
have
would
been fucking
blow my
fun.
freaking
That,
mind.
yeah, that
Yeah.
would have been wild.
To
I
be
would
with the Straw
die.
Hats this whole time, that would have been awesome.
Undercover as a line cook for years.
Waiting
That'd
for
be
the right
hilarious.
fucking kid to come by and ask you to join their pirate crew.
Right.
Hey, there's
What?
kid.
And
There's a
this really is
kid that's
brutal,
10
like
years old.
recording knowing everything. I'm like, what?
It's
I
hard to
know.
not
It's
say things,
interesting.
isn't
As soon as I said that, I
it?
was just like, right, Amanda? Because
Yeah, I
you're the only one
guess.
that can answer me right now. So
I would love to know where he is.
I know, right? Like, come on, Sanji. Which he
To be
said this
honest, I don't even
before,
remember
and I'm
where he
sure I'll
is.
be grateful when he shows back up, but like, he better be doing something useful and not just like sitting and crying about it.
Yeah, he's
Like.
just like in a room full of women somewhere. We're like,
Oh,
damn
what if he's in a brothel? What if he is, though?
he's
See,
like,
you put that in
no,
my
that's there's
brain.
like a 70% chance that that's what he's doing. Yeah.
He's like running down the streets right now with hearts in his eyes. Robin Schwan.
Ugh. I can't stand the voice he does. Robin, no.
No, that shit
Robin,
kills me.
my
Robin Schwan, just like.
love. I love it so much.
Oh my God. He gets the fucking little like genie tail.
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, fuck. Let's see. So we get this conversation here in the bedroom with Iceberg and Robin. And I can't remember.
Can I stop you momentarily?
Go for it.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 took notes from this episode of Robin. Whenever Robin like busts And she straight up looks like Groot in Guardians of Galaxy 3.
That's fair.
Oh, with all the arms.
Yeah, that was badass too, when she pulled all the guns out.
It
But
was. It
again,
was very
the
badass.
question popped into my head, why do you need those?
I know, because then she just grabs him with all of her arms and pins him to the floor.
Like, she doesn't need guns.
It's just intimidation, I guess.
I mean, that's
I love
exactly what
that
it is.
cape. That cape is gorgeous.
Yeah,
Oh,
she does look
the
really
green
gorgeous.
one.
Oh, that's what I should cosplay as
There's a
at the
cosplay.
Oh,
con.
that'd be a
We
good
saw
one. Derek wants me to be Lucci.
I can see it
Oh,
with the
you've got the
hair. I can
hair.
see it. Yeah.
Yes. Just get you like a stuffed bird and like hot glue it to
That's
something
what I
on your
told him.
shoulder.
And then
Yes.
get a top hat. Like, yes,
That would be
absolutely.
fantastic. And kind of easy, probably. You could get like a cheap top
Oh.
hat on Amazon.
Oh, I
Oh,
mean, I
that's
already
so
have an all
good.
black suit. I just need the white tie. Just
Nice. I feel like we saw a lot of Nico Robin cosplay when we went to the Galaxy Con, but we weren't really sure because we hadn't met Robin at that point. Amanda and I, obviously, not Derek, but and like I remember they had a figurine, and I say figurine, but it was like life size pretty much. And I sent a picture to Derek, and I was like, "Is this One Piece?" He was like, "Yes," and he just left it at that.
But it
So
wasn't Robin, though, right? It was somebody else.
I thought it was
It was
Robin.
not Robin.
Oh, you're right. It was just another woman. But you did. It was One Piece. But I don't
Was
know who.
it? Was it?
It was a
Just say
dark-haired
yes or no,
woman
Derek.
sitting
Yeah.
on a throne. What was that? Oh, that
Nothing.
telepathic touch
Right? That
pad.
was wild. I've
Derek,
never
is it
seen that before in real life.
Yeah.
Y'all nerds, come on. I
I mean, enough said.
mean, she was a beautiful woman. She looked like a villain, but I don't know. And I say that just because, like, the background was really gothic and, like, gloomy
Kind of
looking.
gloomy,
So,
creepy,
yeah. And
maybe
I've,
like
was
a
she sitting on
very
a throne?
cold-hearted person.
Maybe. I don't know.
I couldn't tell from your picture what kind of chair she was in.
I can't remember. She was sitting, though.
Definitely sitting.
Looks like someone who would kick a
That would what?
Nothing.
Kick a what? I heard
Nope,
kick a something.
we'll just leave it
Yep, my
Y'all are
bad.
having too much fun. They just need
Yeah.
to like keep going without us.
Garrett,
Right?
it's Garrett, I love the little one-liners.
But it was right beside where Amanda and Emmy and I got to take a picture at the barrel.
Yes, the barrel.
Yeah, and there were a lot
She's
of like
got
pantry.
a she has like a pink dress on, and there's a skull on her boob.
Okay,
And she's
that
sitting in
sounds
like a
right.
gold throne, and there's like a heart at the bottom.
Nice. Okay, a
If that
heart.
helps.
Is
Like a tiny little.
it? Ooh, doesn't
Ooh.
Alvita have hearts on her
She does. Is it?
stuff? And
Have
she
we
got
seen
really
her?
skinny,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
She made the
And the
smooth. I
black
hate that.
and the black hair. Don't forget the black
She does have
hair.
black hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't, maybe.
Yeah, y'all said barrel, and it reminded me of this. My buddy who just started, he just started One Piece, and he just met Gaimon for the first time.
Ugh.
And he just texted me. He was like, because he started watching because he saw a clip from the latest episode that just came out. And he
Episode
was like,
1100,
okay,
-11,
fine.
fucking crazy shit.
He was like, I'm gonna start it. And so he starts it and he texts me. He's like, what the fuck am I watching? Who is this guy in a chest?
Just get through the hard times, buddy. There's lean
I'm
times and there's good times.
glad that Gaimon is his favorite. Okay. So Iceberg reveals that the world government deemed researching Poneglyph's a serious crime. I don't know if we knew that or not. Did we know that?
No, we
No.
didn't, because I was
Okay.
like, what? Why?
Yeah, it's a
Because of the
no-go.
Pluton, I'm guessing.
Sure. Don't follow it. She's so fucking sick of me. But not only that, he also reveals that Robin is the only person in the world that can read them. So we knew that it was special that she could read them, but it's not just kind of special. Like, it is a special talent that only she has.
And he
And that's
says that
crazy.
she has the power to revive ancient weapons. So something about her is like super, super powerful. But what
Yeah,
is it?
that we don't know yet. Yeah, right.
Right. Like what makes her special?
So I was in the same boat with Amanda on this episode. I rewound it like five, six times because it was just a lot thrown at you at once. And then there's also this weird clip of like when he's explaining it, like zooms in on
Oh, I
his face
hated
and then
that. That
her
was so
face.
weird. It like
It was
fisheye lens,
weird,
and I was
right?
like, "Why are you doing that? Stop it."
So there's a lot of visual effects that are like distracting you from the information that he's giving. That's very, very important information. So let me see if I am understanding this correctly. That is the whole reason why she has such a big bounty, is because she's the only person in the world that can read these poneglyphs. And that's why she destroyed all of those ships, because they were basically probably going to capture her and keep her, basically use her for the rest of her life.
So he's referring to the bounty just being there simply because she knows this stuff or because she can do it. So
Yeah.
he's not,
Right.
I think he's saying that there was no ships, period.
Oh.
So she
I
didn't
don't know
even
about
do
the ships
anything?
part.
Oh, okay, that would make sense, because that they need to explain to the public why she has the why this little kid has such a big bounty. So it's like a story to keep wraps that she is very, very important to something that could be very detrimental to the great pirate era.
So when we saw the flashback of her, quote, destroying the ships, who was having that flashback? Or why did we see that? I don't remember. I remember seeing the little girl and the ships being destroyed, but like, was that a memory of hers, or was that somebody telling them?
I think that was a Marine explaining that to Tashigi
Then that would
in
make perfect sense if
Alabasta.
that is a made-up story.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense. See, I didn't even
Huh.
grasp that. I grasped the first part of it, that her bounty is high because she can do this, but I didn't even think about
You didn't
the
think,
shit part.
because like even Iceberg could be making up a story here. We don't, I mean,
True. And I
it's
was
hard to
really
know what to
shocked.
think.
I was really shocked when he said that he had never met her, because I thought they were going to have some kind of like crazy backstory where like she killed his relative, or like he was on the ship that day. And I don't know. I thought it was going to be something different. But he's like, "I've never met you, but I hate you and you're a demon and et cetera."
Yeah, I still don't get why he's so much like you're a demon, because I feel like he didn't really give us enough information. You,
I don't
right?
know.
I mean,
It's got
based
to
on
just be
what
some basic
he's,
hieroglyphs.
is there missing information? Like, we're gonna find out more.
I think based on the information that we have, Pluton is something that can only be uncovered through reading the poneglyphs. And since Robin is the only person that can do that, she is the only person that is a danger to letting Pluton loose. So if she dies, he doesn't have to worry about anybody else getting their hands on it.
Right.
So he's kind of like a guardian of the Pluton to not let it get into the wrong hands.
Basically, yeah, that's kind of why the shipwrights have had the blueprints passed down from as kind of like a guardian thing.
So this Tom guy that basically like was their mentor, was pretty important and probably told them, him and Frankie, all of
Tom's the
this,
best.
I'm guessing.
Possibly. Garrett knows Tom.
Is he? I don't know. I don't
I
know
know
Tom. I
Tom
don't know
too.
him. I don't know him.
Yeah, Annabelle
I
knows
think you're
Tom.
gonna like him.
Okay. I'm starting to like Frankie. I'll be honest.
So the
I'm starting to.
government does want this found and revived.
The
That's what it sounds like to
government
me.
does want Pluton,
But
which I
then
think also, go ahead.
they made it a crime to research poneglyphs. Is that just because they just don't want anybody else getting in on this?
That's how I understood it.
Possibly. There.
Because they want to use it because they're the government and they don't want anyone else.
Right.
That's
Kind of
what
like
I
real
understood
life.
it as. Yeah.
It was killing me whenever Frankie was busting out in a song. That shit was
Yeah,
funny.
and Usopp's like, can you not?
I swear you're making fun of me right now.
Yeah,
I love
like
the
some.
Speedos, man. I can't with Frankie. Like, I really like Frankie. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is about him, but I am like team Frankie over
I like that
here.
he just like wears his emotions on his big forearms. Like
Yeah.
he's crying 1 minute and he's angry. Like he's very, there's no in between with him. He's either super high or super low all the time. So far. And he's a musician. I'm not giving up on that one. He is something that we've said we've needed for a long time.
Is he good at it though?
No, but Luffy might like it. Luffy
Mean,
likes
that's
mystical things.
true. That's very true.
Like he would probably listen and be like, ha ha ha, this is amazing, you know, in Luffy way.
In a very Luffy way, he would probably enjoy it. But yeah, I was sitting here listening to this conversation between Robin and Iceberg, and like listening to them go back and forth and arguing about this. And it just like both of them were making very good points. Like Robin researching what she is has the potential to be very dangerous to a lot of people. But also at the same time, Robin makes great points too. Like nobody knows why she's doing what she's doing. They don't know her goal. And regardless, nobody has the right to tell her what she can or cannot learn. And it's interesting because right now we are sitting here in this room with two people, one of them having the knowledge to build this ancient weapon, Pluton, and the other one having the ability to do it. Like this pair could really fuck shit up if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Like if they ever got on the same page. It's just something interesting that I thought about. So Luffy barges in the room over, and at the he gets his ass whooped, whatever. He's stuck laying here on the ground with Pauly. And I loved how forgiving Luffy was. Like Pauly was like, hey, obviously it's not you guys that are doing this. So sorry. And Luffy's just like, hey, no big deal. We're pirates. I get it. Like, just blows it right off. I was like, man, I love how forgiving he is.
I love that he said that. I really love that he said, I get it, we're pirates. Like, yes, obviously people are gonna think that it's you, especially since when we started this, they introduced us to these pirates that were trying to rip off the galley law for like they fixed their ship and they're like, ah, we're pirates, we're not gonna pay you. And then they quickly got their asses handed to them. And now we know why they got their asses handed to them.
Right?
It's
And
comes
we're
full
like, you're so
circle, like,
strong. Why are you
right?
strong?
And if you think about it, Lucci and the others were absolutely holding back there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just thought they were good fighters, but I'm an idiot.
Oh no, they're so cool, man. Even the name Cipher Pole 9 is fucking lit.
Slaps. It slaps.
Yeah.
4 plus
We
4.
ever gonna see like 1 through 8? Do they ever show up?
Ooh, that was cool that they
Are
mentioned
they
that.
like
I like
defunct?
that.
Are they still a thing?
They're still so I don't know where it's explained. It's explained somewhere that 1 through 8 are a thing, and you'll hear them talked about every once in a while. But those groups operate in a more public eye. So people
Right,
are
they're like the
aware of
official
one through
one.
eight. Yes.
Like the FBI versus
Versus
CIA that you don't know
sanctioned
about.
assassins.
So like the CP9 is a mystery group. So yeah, people
Mystery.
don't know that it exists. Yeah, it's a mystery. This scene, the other thing I liked about this scene with Polly here is they're just like laying there and not much reaction on either one of their faces. And Polly's like, "So you're pretty good at fighting, aren't you?" And Luffy is just like, "Hell yeah." And it reminded me of banana bread at work. Have either one of you seen that video?
No, what? I was so confused
This
there. I was like,
video,
please tell me more.
there's a video. I'm gonna clip this and I will put this on TikTok for our listeners, so everyone knows what I'm referring to. But there was a video, it was about a minute long, that was it's a few years old now, but there's this guy that is obviously very frustrated at his workplace, and he's just sitting in his vehicle, and he's like, "So he's like, I got some banana bread at work, dude. Hell yeah!" And then he's like, "This banana bread that someone brought in obviously made his day. He was so fucking excited." And then he gets off on this super pissed off tangent, and he's like, "But fucking skunks, dude. Hell no." And like starts screaming at the top of his lungs and gets so excited about this fucking banana bread. But every time he says banana bread, hell yeah. So yeah, listening to Luffy just calmly go, "Hell yeah." And I was like, banana
What I liked
bread.
from this scene was when they were both laying there and just screaming, "This sucks! This sucks!" I was like, I feel both of you. Some days I want to lay in the floor and just scream, "This sucks." And I wonder what people at work would do if I just did that,
Oh,
just
you
laid on
can
the
do that
floor.
right in the middle of the hallway.
This sucks. Yeah, because I feel like it almost every day.
Let's see. So I did love in this moment though. So Polly has gone through a lot of fucking shit at this point. He's gotten his ass whooped up and down, and he saw it coming too. Like, Iceberg warned him that this was coming. And told him, he's like, "Just get him and get out." And instead, Polly's like, "No, I'm gonna fuck shit up," which he doesn't. But good on you for trying. And I loved this moment for Polly because he's sacrificing so much here for Iceberg, and yet he's still trying to keep doing more. And listening to him talk about Iceberg, it shows how much he cares, which, honestly, we haven't gotten a lot of emotion out of Polly to this point. But not only that, his passion and emotion here gives you an idea of what kind of person Iceberg is too, and how much he has cared for Polly and likely some of his other shipwrights. Kind of like we've seen a little bit in the past when he was walking through Dock One with the Straw Hats. But I liked this scene here, talking about Polly and actually seeing the emotion on him for once.
It's not only Polly that like really shows how good my dude Iceberg is. Like, all of Water 7 is like, bro, we gotta protect this dude right now. Like, everybody, like all the shipwrights in Water 7 are at this mansion protecting him, and it's just like, there's how many people would that many people come to back up?
Yeah, I have no clue how many that is.
For a second, I thought Polly, because he was so emotional and the way he was wording things, I thought he was going to say that Iceberg was his lover for a second. And I was about to get so excited. But no, sadly
No.
not.
Damn it. We don't have any like meaningful love relationships, really.
Oda
in
doesn't
this
do
show.
love.
He doesn't
Yeah,
do
I can tell.
romance.
And
Just as
if he
perverts.
does, it's always one side loving another, and then no fucks on the other side. Like, does not give a shit.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's fine.
Let's see here. One of my favorite lines in this entire arc. So CP9 now has revealed themselves, and Iceberg is going through them. He's like, oh, Luigi, Kaku, Khalifa, and then Bluno from the bar. Like, the from the bar gets me. It's like he's explaining to somebody else that where Bruno is from and where he knows him from. Nobody else is in the
They
fucking
had
room.
to
Like, he was
make sure that
explaining it
you
to
were.
me. He's
Yes, that's the
explaining
thing.
it. Exactly.
They had
He's
to know.
explaining it to the viewers.
Because
But
when I first saw him, I was like, he looks
who's this
familiar.
guy?
And then they said, from the bar. And I said, oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like, in actuality, and so yeah, he's definitely explaining it to the viewers, but in actuality, there is no point at all for that line in this situation. So I no longer recognize this man as Bluno. He is Bluno from the bar only. Okay, there's my note about Nami and Chopper leading the way for Zoro to get to Iceberg's room.
That was funny because Zoro's like following them and they just like slow down and he passed him. He's like, the hell's going on right
And at first, you think it's Zoro that's catching up to them, and then you're like, oh no, they're slowing down because they want him to go in first. Yeah, that was funny. And I think it's Lucci that's explaining this here, that we find out CP9's a little bit different than the other agencies and government entities and shit like that.
They
And the
can
fact that
kill.
they have the authority to kill whoever the fuck they want, basically, if that person's a threat or could be a threat to the world government. So that makes them slightly more dangerous. We finally got a little bit of an explanation from Robin. She has a wish.
Yep.
Yep, that's it. She has a wish.
A single wish,
Come
a
on.
wish upon a star.
And one that can't come true if she's with the Straw Hats. So, what the hell is this wish? I want to know.
Do you, Derek?
Yeah, I
Do
do.
you want to know?
I do. Everybody's fucking looking at me with a blank expression.
Because we know that you know.
I can't say
Okay.
anything because I know.
So we find out soon then.
Well, I hope so. Because I need to know.
He's like, this is taking too damn long.
This is quality content, guys.
Well, anyway, we know that this she's got this wish, but unfortunately, yeah, we still don't get clarification in these episodes as to exactly what this fucking wish is.
Do you guys have theories?
I feel
It's
like it's
more
just.
than the poneglyph. Like I know she wants
Yeah.
to find and decipher it, but I feel like there's something on the other side of that that she's looking for.
Like something in her history, like maybe it has to do with her family and Pluton. I don't know. But I feel like she has good intentions. Like I believe it in my bones that she is a good person still.
Do it, Amanda.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, Annabelle.
What? Oh,
He called you
interesting.
Amanda. I
I
called you
know.
Amanda once.
She called Derek me earlier,
I
so
did.
That's true.
I did.
That's
I
true.
did.
Yeah, who's the one fucking up all their
Interesting.
words? It's
because I just see Amanda's name.
My bad. I'm looking rough today, guys.
Have done this podcast without like having a shower after cleaning this house and my hair all up in a messy bun. You guys have seen worse.
I washed my hair a few times.
Me too.
I did not.
Dude, I will say, having long hair, she's a bitch.
Yes, it is. Oh my god, yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is my such a bitch.
Mine is so long now that I can't wear it in a ponytail. It hurts my head. So if I need it out of my face, I just need to braid it or use a claw clip, which doesn't hold it very well because it's heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had to buy the really big claw clips because it's long
Little ones don't
and
work.
thick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
It is. Zorro, again here, says this line, and I fucking loved it so much. This moment with him. So Zorro at this point is ready to consider Robin an enemy. Like, he's ready to start fucking shit up. And he asks Luffy, are you with me? Are you ready to fucking do this? Like, are you ready to consider her an enemy? And Luffy says, no, not doing it. And less than 2 minutes later, Zoro gives Luffy an opening to get to Robin. And supporting the entire situation with everything he has, he says, go after her. Don't let her get away. But he's not saying it with a violent intent, like hurt her or anything. He's saying it like as a friend, like don't let her leave. She's one of us kind of thing. Like, just instantly like that. He does not have approval from Luffy to consider her an enemy. And Luffy says she's friend, and Zoro treats her as friend, no questions asked. Right there on it. And I fucking loved that moment so much from Zoro. Like, he's just fucking killing it in this arc. Like, I haven't thought about when I've watched this arc a couple times now, and reviewing it here and really, really paying attention to these little details like this. Like, Zoro's a fucking badass in this arc, even though he still hasn't really done much. He's just been a good fucking crewmate. Like,
Zoro's the goat.
He gets stabbed for it.
Yes.
He did.
Dude, Robin took 10 minutes to take 10 steps to the window. I swear to God.
And then she stood there forever.
Like,
see, she doesn't want to leave. She
loves
them.
Luffy gets to see all six freaking powers before she even gets to the window.
That's true.
I mean, you never know. Maybe she just hates them so much she just wants to hear their screams of pain. Like, that's a possibility,
no,
too.
I don't believe it.
I think
she at least loves Chopper. At least.
I did like that, but, like, when they barge in, like, Luffy's trying to talk to her, and Robin's all pissy. She's like, Doctor, you had one job, to tell them what I told you. Did you tell them? And I'm like, oh, she's getting a little snippy here.
She was like,
she
did
call in Chopper, though, right after. He's the only
she
one
did
she
call
calls
in Chopper.
By his name.
Did
yeah,
she? I
she
missed
did
that.
Call him Chopper.
Okay.
So we've talked about CP9 now, and we have talked a little bit about Lucci's leopard fruit. How you feeling about leopard fruit or cat fruit
cat,
bottle
cat.
Leopard? Yeah,
I know.
Ridiculous.
I love it.
He does. The shape of him is so weird.
It's not leopard like.
At
all.
Stealthy
at
all.
Stretch with him, bro.
What?
His clothes freaking grow with him.
Yeah. Spandex.
It's a special material.
Yeah. It's like Hulk shorts.
Yeah. Yes. Or are they sweatpants that turn into shorts?
Maybe.
Either way,
yoga
it's stretchy.
Pants.
Yoga
yeah
pants.
I don't think he's super intimidating looking, but he did cause a lot of damage. So
And
I guess, like, that combined with his six powers is pretty bad news.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because he took Luffy and Zoro out pretty easily. I think like he caught Zoro's sword with his arm or some shit. So, yeah.
Well, and they keep saying iron body, iron body, but it's like, isn't Zoro learning how to cut iron?
Ooh.
Isn't
I
that
mean,
like what he's been practicing? I mean, isn't he?
yes.
Uh-huh.
I didn't
Okay,
even
it's
think about
quiet, so
that.
it's quiet, so I feel like I'm onto something. So, except that he has a bunch of finger pistol wounds right now. But he's had worse. He's been slashed open by Mihawk, so
He's
that's
definitely
true.
had worse. Yeah,
But
for sure.
no joke, before we knew that Khalifa was that Captain Hook looking dude, I for one second was like, holy shit, is this Mihawk? Because the style was the same.
Oh,
And then
yeah.
I heard her going, ugh, and I was like, damn it, that's not him.
That's awesome. Just a little they gotcha.
It was. She did have a cool weapon though, like a whip with
The
spikes on
thorny
it.
whip,
It's
yeah.
yeah, it's like a barbed wire
That
almost.
was cool. That was
Was pretty
cool.
badass.
Derek, how do you do this every week? Anything that's said, I'm just like.
That's fine.
I'm
I like
dying over here a little bit too, because there are so many things that I want to say, but I can't say yet.
I love the theorizing. It's fun.
And I have
Doesn't
so many
pay to look
theories.
ahead.
So many theories.
That's what you guys get for being overachievers.
Amanda, you or I did it again.
You can't. Garrett cannot contribute.
You said you were at 257, Annabelle.
Yes.
I want to see where you are.
Fuck, what's that thing called? Fuck.
A train.
Yes, but what's it called, Derek? What's it called? The
And
name of it.
Puffing Tom.
Are we not allowed to say it?
No, don't say it. No,
Okay.
we're gonna leave it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, say it.
I don't know, but it's fucking dope. It's
But
fucking
that was the name
awesome.
of that fucking dope train
That
with a dope drunk granny conducting it.
Oh, y'all don't
No,
even know about y'all don't even know about Granny, man.
Kokoro,
Well, for a second,
she's the shit.
for a second, when they were like, oh, you already, we know that, or we hypothesized that you already gave the blueprints away. I was like, did he give it to Granny? Because it kept cutting back to her.
She
But
does know a
then,
lot of weird stuff.
right? Well, they kept saying
Yeah,
like
she's weird.
8 years ago, and she had mentioned it's been 8 years, drinking her drink. And, but then they started talking about, what's his name? Hold on. Cuddy Flam.
Cuddy Flam.
Cuddy Flam.
Do you guys watch American Horror Story?
I love it.
Any of
One of
them?
my favorite shows.
And I think this clip is from that, but you know the girl who's like, not a pine. Do you know the clip I'm talking about? She's
Which
the
season?
older, I don't know. It's just the
Oh.
clip that everybody posts for no reason. But she's the, what's her name? She's an actress that's been around forever. She's older, she's blonde, she's fantastic. She was like
Yes.
the head bitch
She's
in the witch season
Yes,
for
she's like
a
in
minute.
every single season. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was, there's this
Sarah
scene of her
Paulson?
like,
No,
no,
the
she's older than Sarah.
Yes. Oh, the old lady.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
she's been
can't
around
remember her
forever.
name, but she's
Jessica
like an
Lange?
amazing actress.
Yeah,
Yes, that's her name.
Jessica Lange.
Yes.
And there's this scene, and I think it's from American Horror Story. It could be something else, but she's talking about this house that's like old, and she's like, what is this? Not a pine. And every time I hear Cuddy Flam, I just want to go, Cuddy Flam.
I see the scene in my brain
I
now, the
see
way
it.
you said it, like unlocked
I'm gonna
it.
post it to Discord so you guys can enjoy it. That was so stupid. I'm sorry, but that's just how my brain went. Cut if I am.
Cuddy
I'm telling you, Granny Kokoro is the Paul Revere of Water 7. So let me explain this here, okay?
Flam.
Okay, let me explain this here. So for our listeners that are not familiar with American history, Paul Revere was a very instrumental person in the American Revolution back in the late 1700s. Anyway, back then, when people died, their gravestones, the size of the gravestone was based on their notoriety, on how well people knew them. So another person that was very instrumental in the revolution was John Hancock. He was the richest, most well-known person in Boston at the time. So if you see John Hancock's tombstone, it's fucking massive. It's
Just like
huge.
the John Hancock building in Boston is huge.
Yes, and I'm telling
And
you,
his signature matches. It's also
his
huge.
tombstone looks like a big dick. I'm not even kidding you. It really does. But Paul Revere's tombstone is very, very small. It's not much bigger than my hand because nobody knew who he was at the time he lived. But then after he died, people started connecting all of these groups in Boston, and they realized that Paul Revere was connected to every single one of them. He was one of the most instrumental and connected people in the entire revolution, and nobody knew it. That's Granny Kokoro. She is connected to everything. The
The
Aqua
Aqua Laguna
I
is
see it.
coming.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking
Yeah.
about?
I see it. Yeah. Knowing what I know, I see it. Yep. That is a perfect explanation. Like, wow.
Yeah, maybe like it's a pretty good one there.
Yeah.
This podcast episode has turned into like,
Like you
and me and Amanda are just like twiddling our fingers, like, yep, okay.
and yeah, so at this point, CP9 leaves and basically leaves everybody else in Iceberg's home in a bloody mess and the place on fire. But we do see that everyone got out. But now they are going to look for Frankie. And so we get a little bit of a scene with Frankie and Usopp working on the Mary. Well, Usopp working on the Mary while Frankie just sits there and talks. Any thoughts on this scene? Other than Frankie singing, which was so fucking funny. I loved every time he pulled out that guitar and started crying.
I like
I
that
feel
his
like,
square friends called him bro.
bro,
Bro.
Bro. Little bro.
Kiwi and Mozu, Kiwi and Mozu.
Strawberry kiwi. They're kind of very odd, aren't they? Like one of them is serving tea to Cutty Flam, and of course he like burns his mouth because it's too hot. And she's like, you should really stop and have some tea talking to Usopp. And I'm just like, because I'm fucking suspicious of everybody. I'm like, why do you want him to have the tea? Did you drug it or something? Like, what is your ulterior motive, homegirl? But I think she's just there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she's
I think
just a
they're just
person.
like
She's just there.
sidekicks. Yeah.
Does Usopp end up like chilling with Frankie for a while? I don't know if
Yeah.
Frankie had, I mean,
I can see
that'd
that.
be a little bit weird considering they all beat his ass a little while ago, but
That's true. They beat the crap out of him. And that one part, he's like, are you, what? He's like, are you mad about all the money or whatever? And he's like, I spent it all. Like, okay. I feel like this is instrumental in bringing Frankie in. We're bringing Frankie in. We're getting to know him more. I feel like he's getting more likable because he does get emotional over Usopp caring for the ship. And so he's not just like a bad guy that we think in the beginning. So I'm wondering if they're gonna get together and help save the situation somehow. And Sanji's just gonna bullshit over here somewhere in the corner way. But I don't know. I like Frankie now, I feel like.
He's grown on you.
Yeah, he's growing on me.
Gotcha. Amanda, he grown on you at all?
Yeah, he's been a little bit better. I think I was just a little irritated with him because the That whole section where he was trying to fight Luffy and everybody kept interrupting. I was like, please, why is this going on for so long? That was, I
That
don't know, probably really the
was
only
a bit
reason.
much.
Yeah. I'm like, can we just wrap this up, please? He doesn't seem like a bad dude, though.
I like Frankie,
Just
but he's
not emotionally mature, but neither is Luffy, so.
I was gonna say, who among them?
Robin.
I think
Yeah,
it's
Robin and
Robin.
Zoro.
Robin and Zoro, yes.
Yeah, I would say Zoro's got a pretty good understanding of emotional maturity. Yeah, for sure. Directional maturity, no, but
Yeah,
whatever.
there's a part of Zoro getting lost, and I don't know if we've seen it yet, so I don't want to talk about it, but it's my favorite.
If it's the one I'm thinking about, then no, we haven't
I
gotten
think I
there
know what you're
yet.
talking about.
No, Annabelle, I don't think you've gotten there yet.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know. There's one part where he gets lost and it's fucking hilarious. Holy shit. It's just like, how did you even do that?
I'm not gonna say anything.
Whitney and Amanda are loving
I
it.
like
It's
Frankie better than Polly. Wait.
Polly,
Yes.
more of a
I
Frankie
don't know
than a Paul kid.
why, but I keep getting them mixed up in my brain somehow. I don't know why they like coincide to me, but it's weird.
Polly wears blue and Frankie has blue hair, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. Polly's the one
It's
that was
weird
mad
though.
about everyone's skirts being short, right?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah, he was. And Khalifa's outfit and Nami's outfit. Yeah.
Get a grip.
Right? Yeah, I still don't like him, even though he's like the only person not involved besides Tilestone. But yeah. Yeah.
Good old tile stone. Yeah, what? Huh? Go ahead.
I have such a tease in a song form.
Oh, shit.
Do it.
She packed my bags last night. If anybody knows that song,
I
that would be
don't.
fun.
What?
That
Was
would
that
be
it?
fun.
So confused.
It's just the first line of the song.
Gotcha. No, I don't know that song.
It's an Elton John song.
Oh, yes. Oh God. I know the song. Hold on. That's the opener.
We're getting there.
I gotta
It's a
look it
little bit
up. Hold on.
surely. I don't remember what the fuck I was gonna say
Is it
now.
Yellow Brick Road?
No.
Rocket Man.
Is it Rocket Man? Okay.
Rocket Man.
I don't know the
Gotta
actual
know
words to
he's
that
a
song.
hold-on.
The words that I know are obviously wrong.
It's like
Just
that car commercial where everybody has the words wrong for it.
Rocket
No,
Man,
that song's a tease.
burning
Ignore
down a field with Carol's bones.
it.
Like,
Damn.
I don't know who the fuck Carol
Dark.
is or why you want to burn the field down with her bones, but Rocket Man's a part of it.
God, Elton John is so good. Off topic, but ugh.
Okay, so we are pretty much out of these episodes here. Anything else before we move on to our extra credit shit?
The putta 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 of the transponder snail, it kills me every single fucking
I
time.
fucking love it. I
I
really
love
do.
it.
Like,
Putta putta
look,
putta.
I want to turn the ringtone on my phone into that so bad, because you can get that sound on iTunes or whatever and turn it into your ringtone, and I want to so bad, but my current ringtone is actually a song that my buddy and I recorded, and it is the most hillbilly shit, and it's so funny to me and I love it, so I don't want to take it off. It's a song from the show Baby Daddy. Has anybody seen that?
Oh, very, very long time ago.
Yeah, it's from Baby Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
me and
don't
my
know. I'd put a put a put it. That'd be fucking hilarious, man. Every but a but a but a but a but a but
bada. And just because I'm an asshole, I would not answer the phone until I hear it go like.
So if we all do indeed get together to go to Comic-Con this year, Your phone better be on silent the whole
Me?
time.
Me?
Yes.
My phone's always on silent. That's the funny part, is even
Why
though
do
I
you
love
have?
my ringtone, I don't ever have it on.
Oh my God.
No, my phone's on vibrate all the time. And actually, it's kind of funny because I, at one point, changed my text tone or whatever. I changed it to a lightsaber sound. So anytime I get a text, I get the lightsaber turning on. And it had been so long since I'd had the volume on my phone that when I did turn the volume on, I heard the lightsaber sound and I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, I had
Yeah.
completely forgotten that I changed it. I thought it was someone else's phone. I was like, that's so cool that someone has that. Okay. Any quotes that we have not gone over? No?
Didn't.
Okay.
There
Pirate
was
pal.
something that Luffy called Lucci at one point, but I couldn't find it in my notes. Oh man, what was it? He was just like stupid pigeon jerk guy or something crazy like that. It was so stupid, but I was like, oh, that's funny. I can't find it right now, but it was similar to that. And I love all the things he calls people.
Yeah, that sounds like Luffy for sure.
Hammock?
Hammock? What? Pigeon hammock?
No, it's something.
Oh, okay. Yep, I'm caught up. You
I was hoping you
guys
would
are
get
just
that
like
one.
saying code words at this point.
Kind of.
You picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah. Okay, pirate pal.
Okay. My pirate pal was Lucci.
Lucci, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I love
Super cool
Lucci.
picture too. I feel like this is a good reference point for you, Garrett, because it's got the suit, the tie, the hat, and the pigeon. Like that's a perfect, just draw you. Well, you might be able to like cut your beard into that shape. The
Oh
little
yeah, for
curly
sure.
Q. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Got to get the pocket square too. Just
Oh
put a
God, that
nap.
means I have to shave my
I
I couldn't tell
got
you the last time I like shaved all this. Like it's been years.
Oh. Well, maybe you could just be like, this is him after a bender of a weekend.
It doesn't
Yeah,
have to be exact.
people will still be
Yeah.
able to tell, especially with
They'll
the
still
bird on your
know.
shoulder.
Yeah, the pigeon will give it away for sure.
Absolutely.
We have to do the pigeon voice, though.
Oh, yes. Will you learn how to be a ventriloquist before December?
I will just stand next to you and do the pigeon voice for you.
Yes.
Okay,
It's so good.
manifestation.
I want it to be that Sanji's got some kind of fucking genius plan going on in the background that
Not
we will
something
see
so.
soon.
Not
God, I
something
hope so.
stupid.
Yeah,
Don't
that
I
he's
don't even
not
remember what
just
he's doing.
laying over in a brothel somewhere. Just pulling
Yeah.
a Daemon Targaryen.
Yeah, right. That's all I could think about was Game of Thrones when we were talking about brothels.
Yep.
Oh, buddy.
Oh my
We
God,
talk
what's his
about
name? Otto Hightower. He was so like affronted. He was like, oh, they were seen in a
in a
brothel
pleasure
or
house.
pleasure house.
Pleasure house.
Ugh.
We talk about brothels a
Gross.
lot on this podcast.
Fair. Probably more than any other One Piece podcast.
Yes.
I
Oops.
mean, we are number one, so number
The number one broth.
another number one
Yeah.
brothel One Piece
There you go.
podcast. Piece of shit. I went with the Frankie Family Goons.
I had two.
I'm gonna say Robin. Fucker.
Robin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Robin was also one of mine, and the other one was Kaku for finger pistoling Zoro.
You're just
I didn't see
mad because
all of
you didn't get to
CP9.
finger Zoro. What, Garrett?
Yes. I didn't see all of CP9.
All of CP9.
So they just like they even
True.
say at one point, they were like, yeah, you thought we were, but no, fuck you to Pauly, pretty much.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you thought we were friends? No, it's because you're stupid or something, you know? Yeah, I could get behind CP9 or Robin.
I guess she's kind of included in that too.
Yeah, they're all in CP9, so that makes sense.
So CP9, okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
That's
that.
fine. MVPs, CP9.
Oh, I found it. I found it. Talking pigeon jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I just found it and I lost it.
That makes sense. I had Iceberg down for MVPs.
I struggled with this because I wanted to say Polly, but I didn't want to say Polly because I hate
Oh,
Polly.
come on. You know Polly deserves it.
Yeah, or maybe even, I don't know. Yeah.
You know Polly deserves it. Let's give it to
Oof.
Polly.
I don't know. What did everybody else say? MVPs is hard.
It is hard.
I don't
Yeah.
like it. I don't like it. I wanted to give
Mean,
it
I
to
did
Frankie
like.
just to entertain me, but
Yeah, that wouldn't be terrible. I mean.
What I was thinking was Frankie.
Why? He's
I
entertaining
spared
Zoro.
that entire courtyard with just the backs of his swords.
Zoro did, yes,
It's
he
true.
did do
did. Yes,
that.
he did.
And he had
Very
that
true.
line that I love. Yeah. So,
I
Polly?
forgot.
Huh?
I'm with Polly.
Don't matter to me. Begrudgingly.
I like Polly,
Begrudgingly.
so.
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. Meh.
Annabelle?
I'll go with Polly. I can do it.
Yeah!
Ew. That says a lot about you, Derek, that you're that excited to get Polly.
Yeah, what did he even do?
I mean, he's kind of
He's.
like the only good shipwright
I
left.
know.
I mean,
I guess.
he's the only one who didn't betray Iceberg out of the people
That
that
is
we've met.
very
Very
true.
true. Very
Yep,
true.
absolutely.
Dude just
And he knows
watched.
the Straw Hats are innocent. So.
He watched CP9 beat the dog out of Luffy and Zoro and then still try to get away with Iceberg.
He did do that. Yep.
He done that.
Okay. Well, then. Guess that's it for this week's episodes. Next week is episodes 247 to 251. Annabelle, Garrett, thank you so much for joining us this week. It was a ton of fun having you on.
Lots of
Thanks for
fun.
having me.
Yeah, I was glad. We'll have to do it again.
Next time Gareth's
If
on, he'll be on like episode 845.
I could. Yeah. Wait till you guys see what happens then.
Yeah. And he's gonna be like, "Hey Derek, hey Derek, hey Derek, cylinders."
Whitney, you don't know how spot on you are. No.
My God. Fuck off.
My God.
All right, everyone, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod. And you can also support the show by leaving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Goes a long way with getting the show out there, and it is very much appreciated. Also, reach out to us. You know, let us know what you're thinking. You can email us at
Straw
strawhatpod@gmail.com.
what?
Straw what? I was just gonna
Straw
wait for Whitney to say
what?
it. And I guess that'll do it. I hope everyone has an amazing week. See ya.
Rocket Man.
Bye.
Fuck, son of a bitch.